This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I'm with Ali Pretty. Ali, you've come from London. You've brought your beautiful flags with you. And can you tell me a little bit about it? We're standing in the middle of St. Mary's Cathedral in Palmerston Place, where there must be 100 flags or something like that.
So we've got a collection of 500 flags, which is part of a project called Beach of Dreams. And Beach of Dreams was a 500-mile walk along the east coast of England. And it was also in response to the climate emergency. And we invited 500 people to walk during lockdown on their bit of coastline and to take a photograph, a close-up photograph of their favourite bit on their favourite mile. And then they did a bit of writing about what connected them to that mile, and then about what their hopes or fears and dreams were for their great-great-great-grandchildren. So what would be still left of the coastline in another century's time. So those designs and writing were sent to our studios in Thurrock, and where we have a team of artists, and we translated those designs into these batik silk pennants. So each one of them, I don't know what I've got here. Well, I do know what I've got here. This was one, I think, which was the Aldborough shell, which was Maggie Hamblin's sculpture on Aldborough Beach. And so that was, I think it was mile 48. And so we would take a line drawing from the photographs, and then using hot wax, put it onto the silk, and then we've used natural dyes to make these 500 flags. So then when we went back to mile 48, that person who signed up would walk the mile and tell us the story of it.
That's terrific. And then you brought the flags to Dunbar, which is the birthplace of John Muir, of course. And now you're walking from Dunbar all the way to COP26.
That's
right. In the middle of the walk, and you're having a wee stop here in Edinburgh. Tell me then a little bit about your experiences from Dunbar. How has that been? You've walked every single bit, have you?
No, I haven't. I walked every single mile of the 500 miles. And I just wanted to say that at the end of that 500 miles, we walked from the coast of Suffolk into Thurrock. Thurrock is a very industrialised area, and it is full of road widening and new Lower Thames crossing, and so it's a very congested space. And for me, I felt sad about probably the future, because it's probably going to be very subject to climate change and flooding, and for the lives of the people there. And I thought it was really important to take the dreams of all the people from the east coast and culminate in taking their dreams to Glasgow. And then I joined this pilgrimage yesterday, actually at Portobello, where we put the flags up on Portobello Beach, to join with the pilgrimage for COP. And here in Edinburgh, we are here for the 4 days and being hosted by St. Mary's Cathedral. So where we are now, we have 150 of the pennants here inside the cathedral, which is very special. And then on Sunday, we will install the other 350 in the south lawns there.
And the garden here, it's fantastic. It's such a visual thing. It's so important also to capture every bit of what could be a disappearing coastline, I suppose. Mm. And what about you? Are you an artist, or what are you?
So I'm an artist activist, I think, I could say today. So I'm the artistic director of a company called Kinetica, and we set up nearly 25 years ago, and it was always my ambition to use arts as a way of encouraging conversations across different kinds of communities and asking questions through those projects, and to get people to think about those things and empowering people. So we've used lots of different, we've done carnival, bring lots of people from different cultures together through carnival, did a big carnival in Tilbury. Used to work for Notting Hill Carnival and design there. And most recently, the last 8 years, we've been using walking as a way of having these conversations, but also collecting stories, so visualising stories through the creation of these silk flags. So,
and then on Monday, I know that you're starting off at the Edinburgh Sculpture Workshop, mm-hmm. And you're walking to South Queens Ferry, and then in various bits from there on to Cop. And what about when you get to Glasgow? What happens then?
So, from the perspective of these flags, we will be the last walkers from Kirkintilloch to Glasgow, and on the way we're going to pick up. So we're not walking every day with the flags, but we want to walk into Glasgow and make an impression.
And when are you arriving in Glasgow? Is that on the 31st?
No, the 29th. So we'll be arriving on the 29th. So we'll be picking up the these silks from the Glasgow Carnival Arts Yard, which is on Craig Hall Road. And then we'll be walking down the canal into the centre of Glasgow as a kind of impact as we come into the city. And then on Saturday, October the 30th, there will be a gathering at Glasgow Green where we will install all 500 of these flags. And we'll be joined by some other artists with some other installations and happening. And then there will be a procession to George's Square.
That's what a fantastic idea. Ali Pretty, thank you very much indeed for speaking with us. Thank you so much for listening to the Edinburgh Report. Listen out for more episodes coming soon, and make sure you don't miss any by hitting the subscribe button now. This is one of the platforms where we can help advertise your business to our listeners. Would you like to know more about that? Then email editor@theedinburghreporter.co.uk. And remember, you can subscribe to have our monthly newspaper delivered to you direct. Sign up today on our website, www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.